The forum was attended by representatives from the DVLA, the Electoral Commission, the Police Service, Passport Office, National Identification Authority, Data Protection Commission, Birth and Death Registry, among others. According to the chairman of the NDPC, Dr. Kwesi Botre, the meeting was to assess the present national ID systems, examine the degree of interoperability of the various systems, and take realistic actions that will result in the production of modern ID systems that will provide a single window for identification in the country.
The importance of an integrated national identification system has long been recognized and culminated in some way in the establishment of the NIA, the National Identification Authority, in 2006. Unfortunately, these efforts, as I indicated, have been checkered and have been characterized by a multiplicity, a proliferation of initiatives housed in different organizations and institutions, often without enough coordination and coherence. The need to harmonize and establish a truly integrated national identification system as a very important condition for policy making and especially for national development planning purposes.
The various speakers at the forum highlighted the essence of having a modern ID system that will reduce the number of cards being issued currently in the country. A deputy director at the DVLA, Kafi Semefo, said the investment cost in data capture will be reduced if an integrated national ID system is established.
Currently, we have 1.5 million drivers, and then we have 2 million vehicle records that we've actually digitized. What we are doing is we are converting all our vehicle documents into electronic format for easy access to the stakeholders. But we are also of the view that if the various agencies come together to do some of the projects together, it will be less expensive. If we had the national data ready, then DVLA wouldn't need to invest in infrastructure to build same data.
The director of research at the police headquarters is Superintendent Jeremy Kayong.
If I want a particular vehicle, why do I have to stop 1,000 vehicles when I can enter a database and quickly know that, no, this is the vehicle I'm looking for? The same thing with the human beings. He has an ID card. You take the ID card. There's a barcode on it. You scan it. You get the information. Whether the person is the person you're looking for. It's so convenient. We are excited, and we know that when this thing is in place and we have all these databases, if I am at Garu Timpane and I arrest a vehicle, I call our control room at headquarters. Quickly, they access the database. They can tell me every information we need on the vehicle.
President Mahama last year directed the various stakeholders to work together for the measure of the various ID systems to enhance easy and efficient identification of the citizenry.